Michelle Irwin, thanks for being here, and thanks to those on behalf of the Sebring College of Business, because they take their time out of their busy day to tell us what's happening underneath their watch and underneath their expertise. Today, a VIP, Dr. Brian Long, Director of Supply Management Research in the Sebring College of Business. Good morning to you, Dr. Long.
Good morning. Good to be with you today.
Appreciate you. We're going to talk about a unique survey, but I always like to talk about the person first. Remind me of your career journey, Brian.
Well, I studied economics at Michigan State University, along with many other things, I might add. Graduated back in 1975, a long time ago now. But I was a professor at Western Michigan University. But in the more recent years, I've been in the consulting business. And right now, I am, of course, conducting this business survey for the Sebring College of Business, as I have been doing now for over 8 years.
There is your niche. Let's see, 1975, taking a computer class. You might have still been in the cards. Didn't we use the cards?
We had punch cards then and card sorters and all of those things. Yes, we did.
Yeah, and party lines on the telephone, probably.
We did indeed.
That's a unique time in life we miss. Dr. Long, let's talk about this research that you have published, a monthly survey of business conditions in West Michigan for some time. Tell us about the survey. Who exactly do you survey?
Well, the survey is basically of industrial purchasing agents in the area here. We try to include all of the major companies and a scattering of all the various industries that are represented in the area here. But again, it is the industrial purchasers, those that purchase steel and components and all those things that we don't see directly that go into the manufacture of the many products that we sell here.
So, and is this done via an email survey, or did you send out letters?
It was by mail, snail mail, when we first started, but in more recent years, with the wonderful program called SurveyMonkey, it is now automatically tabulated for us, and it's strictly online.
It's the way the world is. What kinds of data do you collect from the survey participants?
Well, probably the most important thing that we collect is new orders, because that is the business coming into the firms. Now, when new orders come in, a lot of things start to happen. They start to think, do we need more personnel? What products do we need to buy? Do we need to buy more steel, more copper, more wire, whatever it is? And it starts to happen right away, but it doesn't show up in the statistics until weeks or even months later. So it's a look forward. But we also, of course, are interested in what the production levels are at various companies in the area, what they're holding for inventories. Mm-hmm. And more recently, we have decided that we should say, what is the mood? In other words, what is your look forward now? How are you feeling about the next 6 months? And how are you feeling about the next 5 years or so as we look down the road?
You've been doing this how long?
38 years now is when I began the survey in southwestern Michigan. Yes. The survey in Grand Rapids here is much younger. It's only 28 years old. But nonetheless, we have surveyed the area here and combined the two surveys now so that we just call it the West Michigan Survey.
How are your statistics different from other reports that come out, say the government?
Well, again, our statistics are a look forward. The government statistics are generally what has already happened. Even the unemployment numbers that we get reflect what happened last month, not what's going to necessarily happen in the future. For that reason, we have, as I said, more of a look forward. The other important thing that people forget, the respondents to my surveys constitute about $15 billion worth of spending. It's a huge amount of money, and so if they go up or down by even 5% or so, it has an impact on the economy.
So that would be your answer to, if a report is a look forward, that's telling you what's happening right now.
Exactly. And it's a better indication as to probably where we are going.
So let's pick your brain a bit, Professor Long. Your recent reports have depicted, I'm seeing slow growth. Is that good or should we expect more?
Well, we can hope for more, of course, but we've had slow growth since we began the recovery from this recession that we've called the Great Recession. For our survey, that was April of 2009, and we've had some months that were much stronger, generally in the early stage of the recovery. Unfortunately, we started to see the numbers starting to sag last fall, and we came into the new year almost dead flat. We were considerably beginning to worry about, are we sliding into another recession? More recently, though, our numbers have picked back up again, and we do not have any indication right now that we are sliding. That means that we are probably clear. We have enough momentum to last for the next several months, even if the rest of the country or the rest of the world starts to show some difficulty. We're clear for a while, at least.
Brian Long with us, Dr. Long, Director of Supply Management Research in the Seidman College of Business, our regular spotlight on those who do good things with the college. Brian, according to your report, I also see you collect information on optimism. So what's that telling you right now?
Fortunately, our respondents are fairly optimistic. Not runaway optimistic, but we have a lot of companies that are telling us that they are at all-time capacity right now. Sales are at record highs. The companies that are having difficulties are those that have been associated with the extractive industries, mining, oil and gas production, and we don't have a lot of companies like that in the area here. Same thing is true of aerospace, because that has been a little bit more up and down. Our local firms here that do supply the aerospace industry, as a collective group, they're probably flat right now. Automotive also is starting to top out, but they're topping out at a very high level. We're looking at near record sales for automotive right now, and needless to say, that will not go on forever, but for right now, our local suppliers are able to sell to the Japanese transplants, the Korean transplants, as well as to the domestic Big Three, as we used to call them. Now we call them the Detroit Three. So that is, of course, going well for us, too.
Your report also contains a lot more information than just the statistics you collect, the stats here. What else do you include and why?
We also like to recap the unemployment numbers. Now, those are the government numbers that, of course, come in every month, and appropriately, our numbers look very good compared to the rest of the state. Ottawa County, just as a for instance, is the second lowest unemployment rate in the entire state. And we have 83 counties in the state, and so coming in number two, it's not all that bad. But Kent County, Kalamazoo County, Barrie County, all of our counties on the west side of the state have relatively low unemployment. Now, that's subject to the limitation that we've heard of what the unemployment statistics really mean, because there's a lot of discouraged workers out there that don't show up in those numbers. But we do have to conclude that the market has gotten much, much better than it was even just a couple of years ago. We've gained just about 1 percentage point over just the last calendar year.
So the whole take-home message, Brian Long, from this, it sounds like everything's doing okay.
It's doing okay, but slow growth, I'm afraid, is the rule for the day. The world is in a slow growth mood right now. Our country, as you've heard from the GDP statistics that have really come out, also indicate that we are still in that slow growth mode. And what's worse is it could get even slower and still not be considered to be a recession. A recession is two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth as measured by GDP. And of course, that's subject to interpretation too.
I don't really want to get into details, but does a presidential election have anything to do with the direction?
Some, because it creates uncertainty, and the markets of all sorts do not like uncertainty. I think you will see that as soon as the election is over, that we'll probably get a small bounce out of the market, regardless of who wins.
And you'll be crunching those numbers for us. Give me the layman terms and we'll go from there. Dr. Brian Long, how do we find out more information about your research and more?
You can go to the Seidman College of Business website, and you'll find that we post the results of our survey every month there. And appropriately, you can see the methodology that we use and a little bit more about what the survey does.
Thank you very much. GVSU.edu, most likely /Seedman. We'll speak again. Dr. Brian Long, thank you for your work.
My pleasure to be with you today.